You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
Listen, Thomas, I think it's pretty obvious when the playoffs begin who's going to be the game one starter.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely is going to be Kevin Gausman. If, you know, knock on wood, assuming he stays healthy over these last 16 games. But yeah, what he did today absolutely solidified his spot as the game one starter for the Toronto Blue Jays, whether that's in a wild card series or in the ALDS. He has been absolutely tremendous in this second half. And today he just showed that he continues to get even better as the season winds down here. And, you know, we're still not like all the way back to like vintage Gausman, but today is the closest we have we've gotten to that type of version of him since his early days with the Jays.
Yeah, and really, for the Jays to be in a wild card spot, they're going to really have to tank it. So with their win today, if they go 8-8 the rest of the way, which, you know, that's not that hard to do. New York has to go 13-4. Boston has to go 12-3. So it's, I think it's, they put themselves in a really good position. The race probably is going to come down to them and Detroit as far as who's going to get in. There is some other news. Santander just hit a home run tonight as well. What's your expectations for him? I know he's going to play down there for a while, but if he comes back and is looking good, like, does he slot in, you know, ahead of Lucas right away, or does he kind of have to fight his way in? What do you make of Santander and potentially what he could do here in the final week of the season, maybe for the Jays?
It is really interesting, right? Because we haven't seen Santander play a game since May. So it's definitely encouraging to see him homer tonight, even if it's against a Triple-A pitcher. But we'll see how he looks over this next week or week plus that he spends with the Bisons. He's going to get some reps as the DH. He's going to come off the bench as a pinch hitter just so that he can be, you know, a flexible type of weapon with the Blue Jays, assuming he gets back up here. I think the big test to determine where he's going to slot in is how he fares against major league pitching, because that'll be the final hurdle for Santander here before he can retake his everyday spot in the Blue Jays lineup. And you know, you don't want to necessarily mess with the chemistry and the you know, how well everything has been performing lately for this Blue Jays lineup. But if he is any version of what he was last season with the Baltimore Orioles, then you will move mountains to try and create as much playing time as you can for Santander without taking away too much from guys like Nathan Lucas and Addison Barger and Dalton Varsho, and as well that your depth guys too, like Miles Straw and Davis Schneider. You certainly don't want those guys to miss out on too much playing time. So I think it'll all be up to how Santander looks, and so far he's off to a great start.
Yeah, no, definitely true. And you know what? They're depth guys, man. Like every game, it seems different game. There's somebody at the bottom of the order comes up with a big play, whether it's defensively. You know, Straw's made some unreal catches when he plays in the field, and then, you know, he's come up with some big bats. And you know, even INF comes up with some big hits after they pick him up on waivers. And so everybody feels a part of it, but you know, with Santander, that's just somebody who has to come off the roster, right? Like, Lou Perfetto's up because of Bichette being down. But you have any idea if they brought him up, who would go down?
So, yeah, like the Bichette element of all of this is huge, right? We still don't have any sort of timeline in terms of when Bo could be back. So if the earliest he could return is next Wednesday in Tampa Bay. But
yes.
If that doesn't happen, then you'll probably see Lou Perfetto go back down to Buffalo if Santander is ready at that point, I would think. But It'll be an interesting situation for the Blue Jays if Bo does come back when he's first eligible or shortly afterwards, and Santander follows him after that. They could be backed into a bit of an interesting spot. Like, maybe they have to cut ties with somebody like IKF, even though he's been a great story since rejoining the organization. I would
think, yeah, that would make sense, actually.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, as much of a huge clubhouse presence he is, and somebody that is very easy to root for, ultimately getting Santander reps at the major league level is the most important thing right now. And so if you have to cut bait with a veteran who's out of options and can't be sent to the minors, then unfortunately that might be a tough decision the Blue Jays will be faced with in the next week or so.
Looking at, as Thomas Hall joins us from Jays Nation, now I don't expect him this year, but Alex Manoa announced today that they're going to send him down and get some appearances down in the minors. You know, I think it's probably next year for him, right? And they're hoping we'll see, but that's good news for him that, you know, it's been a long road.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, today's move was more of a formality than anything else, just because the Blue Jays were faced with having to make a decision by Saturday with Manoa, just because they had already extended his rehab assignment three separate times. And so at that point, you have to either option him down or put him back on the shelf with a separate injury. And so the Blue Jays decided to get out in front of that move today and unfortunately cut bait with a former top prospect in Aralvis Martinez, somebody who has had a really rough season, unfortunately, and has seen his prospect stock drop immensely. But, you know, again, that's, you know, another one of those tough decisions that this organization has had to face recently. And for Manoa, he's somebody that is still working his way back up the mountain. And he's had some encouraging flashes down at AAA and in the starts that he's made. But the command isn't there yet. And the stuff hasn't ticked back up for him yet either. And so the rest of 2025 is all about getting him ready to hit the ground running next spring. Because then at that point, the Blue Jays could potentially have two openings in their starting rotation, with Chris Bassett and Max Scherzer being pending free agents. You don't know what's going to happen with either of those guys.
And Shane Bieber.
And Shane Bieber as well, right. So, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty with the core of the rotation moving forward, and it would be a great storyline if Alec Manoa could come back up and look more like the guy he was in 2022 when he finished third in AL Cy Young voting.
What do you think the chances are that Bieber re-signs in Toronto?
It's, you know, it's interesting because the Blue Jays have done this before with Jose Berríos, where they make a trade deadline acquisition, and that ensuing offseason, they go out and extend that pitcher to a long-term deal. And with the way Bieber has looked, like, there's no doubt he's declining that player option that he has and going out in the open market and seeing how other teams value him. But with how well things have gone in Toronto so far, I think there'd be a ton of interest from the Blue Jays side to try and bring him back. But I think it all comes down to what the market looks like for a guy like Bieber. And, you know, there are going to be a lot of talented starting pitchers available in free agency this winter. And so, you know, hopefully that helps the Blue Jays case and not inflating Bieber's market too much. But you know, he is somebody that perfectly fits the mold in terms of what this front office looks for in a starting pitcher. And I got to think Bieber would be at the top of their priority list once the offseason opens this fall.
Yeah, I would think so for sure. Looking at the Jays now and Bichette, I guess they're getting a little trial run. Is it? Do you think there's any chance Bichette re-signs an extension? Or signs an extension, excuse me, with Toronto this offseason?
Yeah, there's always a chance, right? He said from day one that he wants to win a World Series in Toronto playing alongside Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And now that one half of that equation is locked up long term, with Bichette back to being the player he was prior to last season, all the evidence is right there for the Blue Jays to have the right sort of motivation to want to keep him. And, you know, I think his free agent market is going to be one of the more interesting ones to monitor this offseason, just because I don't necessarily think every single team that will have interest in him will view him as a shortstop long term, and that could obviously impact what he earns significantly, because if teams are valuing him as a second baseman rather than a shortstop, that changes the outlook completely. And I think the Blue Jays are probably in that mix too, just because they already have somebody on the roster who's fully capable of moving over to shortstop and Andreas Giménez. And I don't think they would make that move anytime soon if they were to extend Bichette beyond this season. But it certainly makes for an interesting situation in the offseason once this whole playoff situation hopefully ends with a World Series title in Toronto.
Awesome stuff, man. Thanks, Thomas. Enjoy the stretch run. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on.